Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. Well, on Memorial Day, so yeah, this is quite the weekend, isn't it? At least it is for me, coming born on a military base. And this is Lynn Misty Keeler, Spiritual Emergency Training, by the way. And I do have my guest here today, Andy Miller came again, and he's been working with computers since the 70s. And writing his first email, I guess, in 1971, doing computer integration of and development for community emotional sort of. Well, I'll let you introduce yourself. And
emotions is good enough.
Pardon me. Go ahead, Andy. Come on in.
No, emotions is good enough. Computers and emotions, that's fine.
Okay, let's talk about those two and how we've been cut off from a higher power, God within, or the Holy Spirit realm, divine light, which people are starting to wake up to. However, they don't really understand or and have been so far led astray from the original God within. You know, Memorial Day is about, you know, a lot of it's about death. You know, and bombs bursting in air with the Star-Spangled Banner, and bombs in war, and drug wars. I don't know how many people on the call have really paid attention and followed the money to in the military-industrial complex, to fossil fuels, right hand in hand, brothers, man, holy brothers of war and destruction. And the drug wars are tied right into, you know, from what, Colombia, Panama, and Honduras, Guatemala, you know, and Afghanistan, and the billions and billions. And I just wondered, too, when we send those billions over, do they get a cut rate, you know, like 60 to 1 or 100 to 1? I don't think they even, you know, it's so blatantly disgusting. I don't think that they even pull the exchange rate when the money's sent overseas in the other countries, like in Africa. You know, they're taking it out of our economy, all this money, for 1,000 military bases in 156 freaking countries, right? And it's like, hey, when they send it over there, they take it out of our billions, you know, that we're supposed to pay taxes on. It's our government subsidies, yeah. But, you know, we don't get the exchange rate. I mean, even the exchange rate alone could have been put back, or tax Wall Street transactions. I mean, this whole money system is just disgusting what's been happening to us on this planet with the thought forms and this warring, drugging, jailing fossil fuel paradigm. So let's talk about how we can shift it. What you got, Andy?
Well, I think the main reason why those things occur is because the control of those entities, money and natural resources, are in the hands of a few people who maybe based on their upbringing and their environment and genetics and chance are really not interested in what's right or truth. They're interested in whatever they think they're interested in at the moment. They lead transactional lives, and they try and create realities around them to justify what they want to do in the moment. While the vast majority of us feel some connection, some response, social responsibility, some vision for the future, the select few don't. And that's a problem I'm still working on how to solve.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, without, I always wondered, you know, why is it that the churches, you know, are able, you know, I mean, we're at the point you could pay people to go to church instead of war. It would be much more Christian. You know, I mean, I'm just like, now where is the forgiveness? Okay.
Well, not all churches are alike. Not all churches are alike. Some of the leaders of the so-called churches have decided to become practical and adopt the mode of those people who are creating a reality in the moment. A lot of church leaders felt that people in power, they could tolerate them because they're going to give the churches some benefits. So consequently, these select groups of church leaders have decided that their principle of Christian principles are no longer as important as getting to a goal, transactional goal. They've lost their sense of connection.
Well, I'd say they're tied into dirty money. You know, let's get fake.
Well, dirty money is just a symptom, though.
Huh?
Yes, it's a lot about dirty money, but dirty money is a symptom of disconnection, a symptom of a lack of a shared reality, a lack of some feeling of an understanding that we as citizens also have a responsibility to the citizenry around us. We don't live in a vacuum. As a practical matter,
what happened
when
to
they
cities?
Created our country, they created a country of counties. We didn't create a country of X people. What if the king comes, he's not going to skip over your house while he invades the rest of the neighborhood. We do have, by necessity, some form of collective responsibility. And these people ignore that. They figure, well, I got my money, and I don't care.
Well, that's why I'm just wondering if possibly this new upsurge of they haven't been pushing the military agenda, of course, because the VA system and the Vote Vets and Veterans for Peace groups and what have you, they're just going bonkers with this new privatization. They already haven't.
This is Memorial Day.
Wait. But if that's true, you know, and these that they're going in, but what they're doing now, and I'm just wondering because, you know, the VA system actually in the quadrennial report, this is Memorial weekend, so we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, drug wars and wars, and anyway, tied to fossil fuels. So anyway, they had this quadrennial report. It came out in Veterans Today, I think it was, and I worked with Veterans for Peace for years, and Ralph Nader does too, and Yoko Ono, by the way, they're on part of their board, on the top end boards, but there's, I don't know how many different, you know, groups out there now of Veterans for Peace. And are people listening that how important it is? Because they promised to protect our water, Clean Air and Clean Water Act. Okay, so this is getting, you know, they're knowing now that not only are the top 1% killing
them. Who promised to protect our Clean Water Act? Who promised to protect our clean air and clean water?
The VA, the veterans. Yeah, it was in one of their
We elected a government that has promised not to worry about clean air and clean water, and they're tearing down regulations. They're doing exactly as they promised.
I know, but that is the corporatocracy. It's not our veterans. That's what I'm saying. The wake-up call is happening, and people are getting like, whoa, okay, the NRA is part of the weapon systems, you know, that are in our schools and everywhere else, and the profiteers, you know, $500 billion they got for selling more arms to Saudi Arabia, right?
We have a country of adults who can vote, and of the people who voted, according to the results of the vote, 30 to 40% of the people who voted want to repeal a lot of clean air, clean water provisions.
Yeah, but that was because there was no voting rights. You know, Jack Palance went through that, too. Not only not voter suppression, not only that was happening, my God, all the machines, come on. You know, I mean, it's like you can't even vote, you know, because, you know, and here the veterans who died, my brothers, Army, Navy, Marines are dead, and their lives were hell. You know, the two tours in Vietnam, my older Marine brother and my Army brother, my God, for what? For who? And now we have no clean air, clean water. And, you know, I'm getting to be an elder, and it's like, whoa, if something happens, I don't have enough health care. You know, I can lose my life. For who? For what? Go ahead.
So what I was saying was of these 40% of people who voted, if we assume they are either not cognizant of reality, don't want to talk about reality, or are sitting now going, this isn't what I voted for. But we have an electoral system now where you vote and you're stuck with people for a number of years. And what I'd like to see is the American people rise up and create a constitutional amendment that would allow immediate recall. A referendum-based recall, so we don't have to wait X number of years. If someone lies to us and goes into office and does other than what we want, we could pull them out.
Didn't they get rid of the ethics commission? That's a little, you know, that's going to be harder. So what do you have to do to get that? You know, what do the people have to do to get that kind of, you know, constitutional?
Overwhelming, the only thing I can do is say is overwhelming popular demand can force a constitutional amendment.
Well, they've been working on it. There is a group out there, you guys. It's called Citizens or In Citizens United, you know, .org, Move to Amend .org, and there is the PEN thepeaceteam.org. They're on. Oh, and standuptoalec will help too. .org. Stand up to, capital A, capital L, capital E, capital C. .org. Yeah, get your pins ready if you want to take some notes, or you can listen to the replay probably and slow it down or whatever. Anyway, keep going.
I'm just saying that in order for there to be substantial change, you need to have a majority of the population on board, which means you have to appeal to and convince all the people who are busy getting their kids ready for school or worrying about paying their bills. There are a lot of people who are just struggling through the day, and they don't feel they have the time right now or the energy to be able to do anything.
Well,
against the wall till we're blue in the face in several splintered activist groups and hold a few rallies, and that's great, but the real way to get change is to convince the broad brush of the population that it needs to agree with the change.
Right, but at the same time, you know, I just keep going, how do you get people to understand that instead of signing people up for more armed forces and with benefits and a basic guaranteed income, you sign them up for heart and soul community services with a good basic guaranteed income and single payer. Bring communities back together with their NCC, the New Community Coalition outreach programs that we already have in America. We do. We have to set up to pull this off and lead actually the rest of the planet if we hurry up. Otherwise, they'll lead from the other countries even. They'll own everything. They'll go into robotics. They have their underground bases, and they'll annihilate or chip the rest of us. That's our options, really. Really, we have to wake up. This is really serious times. So do you want heart and soul people in relationship around you? You know, and in the schools you want to have.
I think that it would be wise not to give people a choice. It would be wise to extol the merits of community service on their face. Even the military has been using what I'm going to call medicine-free healing modalities, because I'm not going to use the word alternative. They're not alternative anymore. Even the military could even probably fund some of that. I think you shouldn't create as a choice right now. If you create a choice either or, you've automatically stacked the deck against a certain number of people supporting your view. You need to focus, like a laser beam, on the benefits of community service-based jobs and community service-based healing centers. Focus on that foremost. And don't focus on why something else.
Yeah, because then they get to realize that the soul level, that's always the divine and the creative. And we have to say, hey, you know, we need to get a handle on these robots to do some of the other work so that everyone can sort of come into this new vibration.
Okay, here's what I would say for the average person who, when they hear the word divine and soul level, they tune out because it's religiosity. To the average person, I would say this. You want to do killing or you want to do healing? It's which would you prefer?
Okay. Okay, do you want to do killing and maiming and torture and, you know, that pollutes everybody in their mind?
I propose that healing is a lot safer.
In schools, too, thinking about it. If we had all these people with quantum that were, you know, instead of, like, mandatory militarized training or fear-based gun grabbing, you know, for protection and drug use for coping. If they had all these alternative healers out there and all these light workers, you know, a lot of people don't get the light worker army idea quite yet, but they will. But, you know, these are ascension, inner guidance, inner peace for world peace, inner peace.
And I'm not naive, although I don't believe teachers should be armed. I'm not naive. If you want to train school security officers in jujitsu or hand-to-hand defense, I'm for that.
Yeah, but, you know, also, too, why not teach the kids, you know, the mindfulness, the critical thinking programs that are out there, and all the mindfulness, and then the quantum touch, healing touch practitioner program. So, and Michael Moore's movie, they even have a section in that movie, Where to Invade Next. They have that whole section on sex education. You know, it's like, it's supposed to feel good, and it's supposed to be, you know, equitable and nice and enjoyable and all the
Then I'll say this to the pragmatic. Here's another message to the pragmatic, practical world. The difference between killing and healing is healing's a lot more fun.
Yes. It's cheaper. How's that?
Safer, cheaper, and a lot more fun.
What?
Safer, cheaper, and a lot more fun.
There you go. So why can't they get that? We need it on, you know, the satellites. E-Tech guys out of Utah and E-Tech guys out of India. Come on, or whoever. Come on, BBS. Let's go.
There is no difference.
Our star brothers and sisters want us to have fun. We're supposed to be joyful children of sorts.
The reason why we have a Memorial Day, originally Decoration Day, was to mourn fallen soldiers. It wasn't to glorify war. It was to mourn the fact that we had to lose people in defense of what we thought was right. We shouldn't have to lose people to defend what we think is right.
Not with computers, cell phones, and language apps, conflict resolution programs. They even have programs now. It's so awesome, really, if we do it right. And, you know, we have to change the thought forms, the education, and the propaganda.
Unfortunately, a lot of military deaths come from the fact that one country's leader wants the gas and oil of another country or the lithium of another country, not on any principled grounds. The military, the armies become tools for robbing and for robber barons who want to take the natural resources of another territory or for their own political gains deprive that other territory of its right to self-determination.
Exactly. That's where the UFO and USOs come in, and Dr. Stephen Greer's work and James Gilliland and BBS Radio have a lot of different people that call in and relate and have information on the actual anti-gravity. John Hutchinson, anyway, he's on the Southern Oregon coast. He was with Art Bell years ago and some other
NASA. If an idea is right, you can choose to justify it in spiritual terms, you can justify it in religious terms, you can justify it in practical terms, you can justify it in scientific terms, you can use logic, you can use passion. If an idea is right, you can package it in any one of a number of ways and it'll still be the right fit. If it's the right fit.
Well, you've got to get the economic part of it kind of moved in. You know, that seems to be like really, you know, really, really an important element right now.
From an economics perspective, if something's going to bring in short-term quick cash, that's not a profit that I would like. Long-term profit is also long-term humaneness. So when I'm talking about money, I like business models that involve long-term profit, and they involve long-term financial equity, because that's really profit. The other short-term grab money at someone's expense is not really profit. It may give the illusion of financial gain, but in the long term, it has damages that outweigh the benefit.
Because right there, when you get to the anti-gravity, the UFO studies and the USOs, the, underground submersible objects, right? When you get the truth out about those, that means that the whole industries that are devoted to and interconnected with fossil fuels have to be replaced, just like solar. Solar and the water cars. Hey, wait, I forgot to tell you. This is really, really important, everybody. Desalinization projects. You know, the rising seas, we've really got to get desalinization projects, which would mean that we could actually go towards cleaning the water systems, and how do we get all the militaries united so they put all that thought forms, all that organization skills and their bases into production of pollution cleanup and building these new interconnected cities of enlightenment, peace, green, UFOs, USOs. I mean, it's an unlimited friggin' universe, you guys. Unlimited. They have 9 other Earth-like planets NASA is already admitted to. And they aren't that far away. What are we doing here? God, allowing some nasties just to treat us like bugs or something? Come on. Where's the compassion? Where's the love for one another? Where is the love, you know? We're supposed to be evolving into love, joy, joyful children of source, of God within, God all around, all this magic and, you know, clean air, clean water, clean food, and party, play. I mean, where's the play? Oh, in Michael Moore's movie, you check it out. Please, people, those government policies are imperative. The policies shown in education at different levels in different countries I mean, and the restorative justice movement in Norway, we have to have those government policies to be part and parcel for the transition communities movement. TransitionUS.org. Those cities, because those projects and government programs are so, the kids, they're taught to play. They have no standardized stress at all. And so without that stress, they learn so much more. I mean, it's just, the energy is totally different. The food, the way they teach them to cook and to eat together is non-stressful, non-GMO. It promotes, you know, the new, organic farming and edible landscaping crews that are needed and all the, you know, all the different herbs and flowers and all that. We really need all that so much. But that movie, I mean, I can't even get people, political or even the churches, that will gather up and show it, you know, and look at the government policies. They block it like, oh, I don't like Michael Moore. Or they'll say like, oh, you know, war, like, you know, they'll just kind of like, you know, oh, where to invade? It has nothing to do with war. It has to do how do you prevent war and build, you know, government policies that build the evolving conscious evolution of our species. Did we lose you, Andy?
No, I'm listening.
Go ahead. Your turn. Sorry.
I'm listening.
I don't know how. How would you recommend? I tried to get it online to the AllianceOfMayors.org somewhere. And then how about the political science colleges? I mean, do you think they could move it and show it and have it shown? I mean, or Hollywood, isn't their karma? They should help this happen. I mean, I'm like, those government policies, you know, there's a couple that the new Democratic platform anyway is trying to integrate, but otherwise it's just shut down, you know. I mean, what's happening with the tyranny out of the, not just the suppression of alternative energies, but what they're doing with the deregulation of our environment, and I mean, we're talking in my area, 631 eminent domain properties, 165,000 pipes that are already leaking fracked oil that have 590 chemicals in each fracking site. Okay, this is insane. 165,000. It's like they don't have to clean up anything anywhere. They just continue to make a bunch of money. Our government subsidies, $300 billion a year just in the U.S., 1.8 or 9 or 2 trillion worldwide, those companies. And how do you get them to go to desalinization and clean water pipes? And, you know, I mean, it's just new jobs. How do you get them and go to water course or maglev trains or light rail infrastructure? I mean, how do you do this?
The first thing you do is deal with our immediate political emergency. Several corrupt politicians trying to divide us into two camps and have us fight each other.
Oh, they love divide and conquer at every level. Families, kids, you know, black, white, churches. It doesn't, yeah, they love it. All for the profit of their Bilderbergs, the corporations worldwide. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So that's what I meant. Those government policies, if they were advertised in Michael Moore's movie, that it would bring both the parties together. I mean, on a whole new level of legislative, legal, government policy. That means legal law, the law and order actions that are they're restored. How about in Portugal, absolutely no arrests for any drugs at all. They gave up in 2000. They laugh about it like, no, we do jobs, not jails. And we do healing, not incarceration. They laugh, you know. I mean, it's just trauma after trauma, splitting up families, and, you know, when really our culture is responsible for the warring and teaching people to cope with drugs and street drugs and our military in the poppy fields. You know, they're being paid to monitor and help oversee and even die for the drug warlords. What? I mean, like, and people aren't getting it. They got to Google map more of this area and what's really going on. You know, and people need to wake up and follow the money. Jeez. Go ahead.
Don't have much to add.
Come on, come on. So what else do you think about oh my God, they want to do this project here, okay? We even had someone come out of Colorado, and I had no idea. You know, there it was. Here's a person coming from Colorado that used to be a CEO, and then she's talking about what's really going on in Colorado and the 22,000 oil wells. You guys got to check this out. It is disgusting. The burn-ups, the deaths, what's going on, the children with all these chemicals in their lungs. And, I mean, really, it's just so putrid. I mean, it's absurd. And I guess Mike Bennett, I didn't know. It looks like every one of them that's running for governor and in some high places in Colorado, they're all for, big oil. Every one of them have ties and ex-ties. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, what are we doing? I mean, what have we allowed to happen here? And, you know, it's just valuation systems, right? You know, it's just propaganda, mass marketing, advertising propaganda. You know, if all the newspapers and all the friggin' airways and the TVs were taken over with new propaganda to say, hey, you know, you don't need, you know, you really haven't ever really needed vaccinations. It was dirty water, you know, and it was before we had sanitation or toilets, you know, things like that, you know, and, you know, refrigeration, you know, sorry, we're making a lot of money and we didn't really want the light labs that were coming forward. They had light therapy projects and programs in 1939. Yep. So they didn't want that out because Big Pharma couldn't have a handle on it. Oh, and people should know Big Pharma. Big Pharma was the actual, talking about war again. You can go and check this out on the Good War video. Yeah, right, Good War. I had no idea, but, you know, Ford Industries were totally tied to building the machines for both sides, you know, to kill us or be killed or, you know, yeah. And Big Pharma, they were, they're probably brought over from Operation Paperclip people. I don't know exactly. The Big Pharma and the military, you know, operations program designers that came out of Operation Paperclip after World War II. But anyway, even this is before or during that happened, right? So it's happening over here already, was here. So these archons or cabal, whatever you want to call them, they actually were involved in the banking. Go to the Trillionaires Club documentary, get more on the banking system. You know, that's where we have to go back to and get the money from and, you know, knock out the Federal Reserve and develop this new banking and new genuine progress indicator, get off the GDP, you know, get into what really is, you know, needs to be funded and what can be funded and how to move in new directions for funding different, you know, environmental and humane, you know, projects and what have you. But anyway, they in the Good War, it turns out that Big Pharma, Bayer, bought the property for Adolf Hitler's, his camps to develop his military training programs and killing programs. Oh, and the Auschwitz, the actual, you know, gas chambers, you know, that's Bayer. Yeah, it's all in, it's all there, you know, follow the money. Yeah, we're in some, you know, I mean, this is really, really, if people could only get the handle on what their real plan is, because they have their underground bases, they have their elite, and, you know, they don't care. The robots don't need land. They don't need water, food, air, you guys. Do you get this? They don't need, so what, you know, they don't care about health care. Robots don't need health care, you guys. They don't need a house. They don't need food, okay? They don't need water, okay? They don't need air. Do you get this, what's coming? If we don't get the thought forms off of war. Okay, what do you have to say about that, Andy?
Well, I'm just thinking about Monsanto and Bayer trying to merge. You heard about
that,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's sick. It's absolute perversion at the next level. Absolutely. You know, just because, I mean, there's a woman that, there's nine films on GMOs. There's nine, you know, documented in depth, you know, DVDs about, you know, Monsanto farming and GMOs. I mean,
they claim with genetically modified food they can say feed the world.
Yeah, well, isn't that a trip? Because the truth is they have, you know, like I said, we don't need lawns anymore. I mean, what's that about? You know, we really need to rethink the systems. You know, I can't really get over blame and shame or blame, I guess, too much on them, except some of the military-industrial complex. Go to johnperkins.org, check it out. The truth, johnperkins.org, check out the truth. Operation Paperclip. Oh, and Jean. Oh, my gosh. Annie Jacobson. Jacobson, not son, Sin. Annie Jacobson. Oh, her books, on the, you know, Agenda 21, Operation Paperclip. This is research truth. These are, you know, go check it out. Check it out for yourself. And go to the latest geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wingington, please check it out and share his information quickly. Go to Dane Wiging, Tan, T-O-N. Dane, go to his website, geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. And I have some of my activist friends say, well, I'm going for the air first because, you know, as far as they're concerned, the water and the, I mean, it's like the water and the food can wait. I mean, it's really getting insane, you guys. We have to wake up and look at these systems. You know, land, sea, water, and air all being destroyed. Why? Because they don't really care about humans at all. They have no love, no heart, no sympathy. They don't give a S-H-I-T about us, okay? They don't. So we have to really come together on this and realize that what the systems are doing and follow the money and change the systems, you know, all the different systems. And that means changing all the government, politics, local and statewide, federal, and internationally. So it's really, really important right now to get together on this because the elite, like I said, they already got their cushy underground bases and their other places that they can go and, you know, somewhere in Southern Hemisphere or something. So it's just really unfair what's going on. And like I said, this is Memorial Weekend, and I want to know what my brothers died for, what all of their traumas and post-traumatic stress from all the veterans that I've known from World War, well, my dad, too, from World War One, all the way through. I want to know. You know, I really, really want to know what all my relatives and all my brothers and sisters and other family members, on and on and on, and extended families, I want to know what they suffered for and died for. I really want to know. And every time I think it's these elite, it's just really disgusting, especially the ones that have no concern about the poor that are part of our veterans, that are from the friggin' nasty foster care or abusive homes or the split-up homes from warring, from jailing, from abuse, from teaching war. You know, it comes into every family. You know, when the mothers are thinking about war every friggin' day, you know, what do you think is in the house? The thought forms of war and guns and gun use and protection and guns and the prep, you know, for you know, and that's where a lot of the gangs started, you know, the money out of drug wars, you know, who really got all the penal industrial complex going, you know, and the racial divides and racism. That was one thing about the military. Now I guess I get it even more. There was no racism that I, you know, was that really aware of in the military because, you know, they were all definitely, you know, fighting for, you know, coming together in a way for the country. And no, the abuse and a lot of the sexual abuse in the military was really absurd and hidden, too. And it's just, you know, this whole abuse system, the DHS and foster care. If you have healing arts centers and you have these light worker developmental programs and the new education job creation programs, you're saying that everyone, every human being is connected. Every human being, I don't care race, religion, or gender, we're going to get straight to thoughts, you know, have only four. Some people say two. But I'll go with the four basic emotions. Well, we'll just go to love or fear. And where's the love? Okay, we see the fear, and it brings in sadness, and we'll just stay love and fear because it's out there enough that people understand. But they don't understand that with love and the light and the higher power connections to source within each person, direct source contact now, finally, that we're realizing that each person has this divine God-given gifts that they came to share, you know, and that we can actually go to the level of sharing these God-given gifts. And that's their soul work. That's their soul purpose. Mind, body, soul, 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 soul. Yes, we have a soul. It's energy, and it's all love and light, higher dimensional energies that you can use or you can lose it. You can be cut off from it. We've been cut off for eons on the planet, total eons, because those love and light thoughts are where the true Christ consciousness comes from, for where you forgive, you love one another, you forgive, and forgive, what is it, 7 times, 77 times? It ties in with Course in Miracles, too, you know, and the forgiveness and psychology of an AA, higher power, that there really is a consciousness and a Holy Spirit realm that's beyond this dimension that's attached to everyone's breath and their soul. And so if anyone is angry or sick, getting sick even, or upset, sometimes, you know, the sickness can be toxic, you know, environmental chemicals, but if it's emotional, you don't drag it. You send them into these new healing art transformation enlightenment service centers. You know, you don't take people to jail, you know, unless they're really out there and really, you know, crazed violent. You know, you're going to have to contain them, but the rest can be, you know, we have all these medical hypnosis that already heals moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. I mean, come on, everyone probably listening to this call knows so many Hay House Radio Summit people. They know Energy Summit healers. They know light worker groups. They know the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo people or groups or what have you. And we can build these enlightenment healing art transformation services centers and actually develop the whole new paradigm from inside out of individuals and collective resonance for what they came to do, because our community outreach coalitions are already set up so that the people can go in to what they call it ORCA or Community Action Network and go, okay, you know, what do you want to do? What, you know, help them find out their soul purpose and who they are and help them, you know, get over their dramas, you know, and addictions. And, you know, I don't have to be perfect, you know, moderation, just whatever. But, you know, get them so they feel balanced and find out who they are and help them overcome the old paradigm system that they've been, you know, subjugated to and oppressed into and, you know, really a lot post-traumatic stress, okay? And then you heal that part and with all the different healing modalities, and then you find out, you know, are they here for the new, you know, new like Cobb houses, or are they here for UFO, you know, Astral Command training programs? Are they here for, you know, are they here for new farming, city farming, vertical gardens and smart float farms or community gardens and edible landscaping crews and solar greenhouses and solar or wind, or, you know, are they here for the implementation of the, you know, water cores and the, you know, desalinization, come on, they're so free. Are they here for pollution cleanup, you know, are they here to help that happen, clean the planet up? Are they here for, light rail, maglev? Are they here for, they'll know. You know, they'll go, I like this technology. No, I like that part. I like this. I like that. They'll know. Is it here for animals, certain kinds of animals? Is it here for the ocean, to heal the ocean? You know, is it here for, they'll know, you know. They'll be totally, you know, drawn to it. We have computers to do this, you guys. So we can start to build new visions and new memories of a healthy, healing, loving, you know, planet and cohesive communities. So what do you think about that, Andy? Anything to
How do you advise the average person to find out what their purpose is?
You know, there's a lot of self-discovery, soul parenting and soul purpose. Mass and Kip, Doreen Virtue. I mean, there's so many people now, even online. There's Soul Talk, news programs, radio. There's, a lot of people you can, you know, the veil's getting thinner and thinner. You can just ask the universe, do some breath work, write it down, ask for help, and start to listen within, the still small voice within. Start to get connected to the real internet that, you know, it's as magical. Actually, it's more magical because it's actually more loving if you call on the loving, energetic stream, you know, and not the dark web stream, so to speak. You know, you really want to get the thought forms to let go to the higher loving light realm, the really divine, loving, caring, sharing Holy Spirit realm that is part of our, you know, Andromedans and the Arcturians, the Venetians, the different evolved loving energies, loving and the light, you know, those other gratitude, caring, sharing. Oh, honesty, that's one of the light, suit the truth will set you free. Learn how to trust yourself. How can you trust yourself or learn the truth if you don't trust yourself first, self-love first? Learn how to let go, work with source. I mean, there's just a whole bunch that, you know, is online or available. I mean, they have colleges online. So much is online. Why aren't we just jumping into these heart and soul-based community services so people start to seek? They will find, you know, and they'll start to use, you know, their God within instead of drugs within, you know, that take them out of their right mind and put them in crazyville or allow a lot of negative input and horrible thought forms, and then they get more, you know, predators on them. You know, really, we've got to get people back reorganized for mind, body, soul solutions. The soul solutions are within each person individually and collectively to co-create, you know, this planet to heal and ascend and bring, you know, we're supposed to be going interstellar, you know, moon and Mars anyway, with red, yellow, black, and whites, like worldwide, you know, as a species, because we need to help each other. This is ridiculous, you know, to allow the continuation of divide, conquer, separate, that only profits a very, very few, that really don't care about the future of our this planet or our children. So
what are Arcturians, Venetians, and Andromedans?
And there's some really good Syrians, and there's the Orion Belt of Light, the Lyras. They're actually beings that have already ascended their planet, their culture. You know, look at us in the last 100 years, okay? Look at what we've done. Face it. We have, come on, my God. You know, and it's just time for us to grow up, you know, and help people be accountable and come back into loving one another, helping, healing, caring, sharing, and realize what those energies are. Not dumb them down, drug them out. You know, all drug highs are free, way more. than any drug when you start to tap into use your multidimensional soul energies. All drug highs. It was the intention of the drug to get you high, to be in a party, you know, that actually can end up with a nightmare on the other side. So you really want to really learn to help people tap into their own mind, body, their own soul essence, because it's eternal and it's their God power. It's the kingdom of heaven. It's not in a drug. It's within their soul vibration, their opening of their chakra system and their multidimensional, interdimensional, multidimensional selves. And it's unlimited. I mean, it's full of joy, love, joy, gratitude, honesty, integrity, vibrations of like excitement and happiness. And my God, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, creative, loving, sharing, you know, excited, happy, you know, joyful children of God, not guns and drugs, you know, and war. God dang. And fossil fuels that kill all the water, you know, and kill us and kill the air. What? So they have to have chemtrails to counteract the fossil fuel industries? I mean, it's like, come on. We got to get the militaries to stand down and help go green. And that's what the churches, the spiritual groups, and, you know, all the caring activist groups can do together and online. Without online, and people like, you know, you, Andy, and BBS Radio, and what Johnny's trying to do. Johnny Bluestar, everybody, he's on BBS, new host on BBS every Saturday at 9 o'clock. Get on, and you know, if you're, you know, talk with him, see what's going on with his new Galaxy Enterprise coalition building groups. You know, you might be a good fit for that, so check that out. So, you know, we just have a lot to do to integrate to evolving, you know, consciousness and, you know, keep the robots in place for, you know, ending the slavery and the mass incarceration, you know, rebuild 90% of the jails, you know, and remodel the churches and church properties and what have you, you know, and start to really house our homeless and heal them and start to create, you know, a new civilization for this planet. Yeah. So we can let go of the memories of the past, of because those memories, you know, of war and relationships to and around it, war begets war. The Veterans for Peace are right. Pay attention to them. They're working with the Poor People's Campaign groups now. War begets war. Violence begets violence. Keep violence in sports, you guys. Sports. We don't care. You guys can do as many sports as you want for the aggressive kids. They'll know which sports they want to do. You get those guys into sports, not guns. Okay? Not guns and not wars. You know, and have a plethora of options. Maybe they want to build sky rises, or maybe they want to build UFOs. Maybe they want to, you know, they'll know. You know, to excite them. Maybe they want to do massive, insane, you know, water sports or, you know, all the new water sports out there. I mean, there's just so many things they can do, you know, that we could be able to do. And, you know, just build this just exciting, amazing water parks, you know, here on the coast. They're talking about doing that, too. I mean, there's just so many cool things that we could be doing. And if it's only money, and that's all it is, and where did it come from? Hey, it can be shifted. The consciousness, the jobs, the projects, and the companies can be more cooperative. They can be more open to building new health and human services, since we're all being watched anyway. You know, to just, you know, sign up in community or whatever for, you know, what you want to do, you know, to give back or be part of that resonates and builds and grows, you know, the individual and collective inner light of each person and the light of the planet and healing, world healing and peace on the planet. Any last words? We're getting close here. We have a few more.
I'm just curious, what is an Arcturian?
You should ask Doug and Donnie. Doug and Don there.
Or an Andromedan, or a Venetian.
Well, as far as I know, and as far as Venetian goes, you want to talk to She's on BBS too. S. Duggan. She's yeah. You want to talk to her? She's from what is hers? Akashic Records. Is it Diana Fox? No, Athea. I think her name's Athea. Anyway, you want to talk to her? You know, yeah. She's from there. She remembers, and she's been, you know, back and forth. So, and the Arcturians and Don and Doug. They're very, as far as I've been told, they're, and even from Don and Doug, that they are the computer whizzes. They're the technical advanced computer geeks of the universe, so to speak. Yeah. And Andromedans are more land, Indian-based land, environment, environmental, energetics, and what have you like that. Yeah. So anyway, there's just different, you know. There, it's so unlimited. I should not even. All I know is, when you're in getting it hooked to your soul vibration, you get hooked to the Holy Spirit realm. It's connected to these divine, different parts of your where you were from in the galaxy. That's resonating with evolution of our species for love and heart and soul based real Christ consciousness, evolutionary, you know, really inner peace too. So it's Muslim, it's Jewish, it's Buddha, it's all of them and more, really. It's just, you know, it's we're supposed to evolve, and we have cell phones, language apps, and you know, computers to do this, to help each other, and it's all energy. It just comes back to resonance and energy, you know, like different radio shows and frequencies and music that different people like, you know, and trying to get where, you know, you want more people to kind of come towards this more community music or whatever, you know, so that there's building more cohesive energy, sound, every way. You know, and healing arts, that's why they're so critical, multicultural art development. And the group that's with, real quick, is USDAC, capital U, capital S, capital D, capital A, capital C, .org. I think Dennis Kucinich just started. Oh, and the peacealliance.org. Because the peacealliance.org, Dennis Kucinich started a long time ago. And then it's really more, it's fabulous what they're doing, the peacealliance.org. And they're into writing legislation. They have a legislative writing body group, and so do the Quakers. They have a legislative, national legislative writing group in legislation. So the peacealliance.org can help write the new legislation to bring in starting new memories next year, hopefully. And the Peace Alliance and the Quakers have a national legislative. And I'm pretty sure the Unitarian Universalists also, because they have a Unitarian Universalist United Nations group in Washington, D.C. So I'm pretty sure they also have access to legislators that can help bring in the new paradigm, projects, programs, and systems. So with that, we're getting out of time. And anything else you can think out there to add, Andy? Do you have a contact that people can get to you now? Or in
not
Chicago
really.
There? Go ahead.
I was going to say, just look for the divine in everyday life. It doesn't have to be special. It can be in the way a flower looks or the air smells or another person. You don't have to reach for it. You don't have to grab for it. It's all around you.
Okay, one more thing. The World Parliament of Religions had a meeting with a group out of Chicago, because I was thinking of you, Andy, in Chicago there. And then I know that Michelle and Brock are building that community center, and they have OFA, Organizing for America. They have access to how to do all this, too, with legislative.
It's going to be a big presidential center. It's a big deal. The City of Chicago Council just approved it this week.
They did approve. Well, there you go. And they have the OFA, you know, in back of them with the indivisible. There's 6,000 indivisible groups that can move all this, too. And then to the AGNT, everyone, capital A, capital N, capital G, capital T, a global new thought. I love, love, love them and their programs with the World Parliament of Religions, and they want to help. They're on the move, too, to bring in, you know, cohesive, loving, caring, sharing, evolving communities. And so anyway, it's time to go. Happy memories, and thank you, Andy, for stepping in. Did you have a contact that you want to give out?
I'll get a hold. Not right now. I'll get a hold of something and get back to you on that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because you could do it through probably Johnny, huh? Blue Star? I don't know. Anyway, that coalition. Blessings, everyone. Love you, love you. Much love, life, peace, and joy. And we're going to go out with Planet of the Light. We'll go out with Sarah Adams' song, Planet of the Light. Much love, and I hope you have a happy Memorial weekend to thinking about bringing in the new memories of the new projects of visualization, actualization of love, light, peace, and joy on the planet for building new memories and healing the past traumas of all that have been wounded on this planet and bringing it into more love, more light, more peace, and joy, 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 joy. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks again, Andy.
Sure.